Vavabasu, Perek Vav Mishnah Vav. Mishayesh le gino lefnim mi ginos shechaveri. Two people have ginos, gardens, vegetable patches. And one of them is a pnimi, one's a chitzoy. But even with a pnimi, in order to get to his rishus, has to pass through the chitzoy. And he was kind of a right. We've had now in the Mishnah is where one person has a right of passage through the other person's field. The assumption is that that right has to be within the realm of normal, but even that it's minimally mazik, the one that is passing through. Therefore, the assumption is that he only has limited rights, which would give him nichnas b'shosh aderech bnei adam nichnasim. He has a right to enter when in a normal time, not 3 o'clock in the morning, a normal time, normal work hours. V'yaitzim b'shosh aderech bnei adam yaitzim, and he has to go out. He can't go to his field, fall asleep, and walk out at 11 o'clock at night. It has to be within the realm of normal. He's not allowed to escort through his mokum, through his chus in the chitzoin. He's not allowed to take through the chitzoin soichim that are coming to buy vegetables. He has to go in, he has to get the vegetables to bring them out. And he's not allowed to go to the pnimi in order from there to have a shorter way to a different field. The way it was made up is that in order to get to the pnimi, you're going to have to pass through the chitz, and therefore you have rishus, but not more than that. V'achitzin zareas haderech, since the field batsim, and even the derech, the passageway, belongs to the chitzoin, so Meli has a right to plant on that way. No. Shimon has a right to walk through. Reuven has a right to use the mokim as much as he can. Noson lo derech min atzad midashneim, if the pnimi didn't acquire the right to walk through the middle of the field. He acquired a right to walk through minatzad midashneim. They made up that he's going to walk mamish through the side. There's a little passage, a pathway on the side. So then the violation of space is not as blatant. And therefore, nichnas b'shoshu roitza, v'yoytze b'shoshu roitza, he's not invading Yenna's privacy, the pnimi is not invading the chitzoin. He's allowed to use it a little bit more liberally. The limitations that we have don't apply. You could use that in order to function your field as much as you want, but not to use that as a passageway to go someplace else. Both of them are not allowed to make that pathway less accessible by planting on it. The pnimi is not allowed to plant on it because he has a right of passage. He doesn't own it. The chitzoin is not allowed to make it inconvenient to walk on if there are vegetables lining the whole thing. So in the first case, where it's mamish minimal, so yeah, he could plant, and the pnimi is going to have to walk his way amongst the vegetables in order to get there. But when it's on the side, the understanding is that's a proper pathway. He goes when he wants, and it has to be easily accessible, easily walkable, not with a zriya on it. Mishnah Zayin. Mishoyse derech harabim, oyveres b'toch sadehu. Reuven has a house with a backyard, with a nice property, and the neighborhood, the oilam in the neighborhood, walks through his backyard. The shul is that much more accessible if you don't have to walk the long way around. It's common in very many neighborhoods. Any place that there, where there's more wooded areas and such, a lot of people's backyards are used for shortcuts on Shabbos when you can't drive around. And because of that, there's a halacha, it's an important halacha, that's the subject of this Mishnah. So Reuven has in his backyard where people have been walking for years. It's getting to him, he doesn't want it, they step on the grass, maybe some of the kids throw stuff down. He doesn't want it. Evil shenisht. So if he's in such a situation, what happens, let's say, he takes out the path. He plants on it, he puts something on it where the Elam can't pass through, and he puts a different derech. Netolo v'noslam min atzad. He takes that pathway that they always used, and he gives them an atzad, mashenosan nosan. What he gave them, a walkway around the side, is chal, and they can stick with it. V'shaloi lo higioi, and he doesn't get back the original usage that he had in his backyard. You can't stop them from walking through the regular way. Plus they get, what is this, some type of knas? So this is an interesting halacha. we have over here the Loshna Chazal, Meitzer Shechziku by Rabbim, Osa Lekalkoloi. Once the Rabbim is machzik a certain way through Osa Lekalkoloi, the Pashtus is that this must be a Takana Derabbanan, that once a person lets the Tzibur walk through, it's a Takana Rabbim, because it's understood that shortcuts and passageways are necessary in any neighborhood. So it's a Takanas Chacham, that's Osa Lehafsidoi. Not only that, he gave them that way, so Chazal extended that further, that once now you gave them that way to walk, so now they're walking around the sideway, plus the Derech HaMelech that they used to walk, you can't take that away from them, because there were people that for them it was easier, and calls an Echnes into Takonim. The Maisa, the Rishonim, the Shittim Kubet says, do say like that, there is a Shitta. The Shita does bring it to the Rashbam, is mashmah that way, that the Rabbim that walks through his backyard is kind of a king of Chazaka. It's understood that since the Machol was not made for years, so the Shtika is like a Mechila, and the Mela, he allows, it's like a Schus Tashmishin, like we had at the end of the third parak, or in the first parak, where he's allowing some, the Olam, to be Machzik. Who's the Olam exactly? Who are the people? Who's Koinit? But there's such a halacha that the Rabbim is koina the Derech Halich, and now he gave them the side way, so they koina that too. Chodesh de Galocha. Derech HaYochid Arba Amos. Derech HaYochid is four Amos. That's how much a person needs to walk comfortably on a path. Therefore, if Reuven sold Shimon a rite of passage, he gives him a right to pass through. The assumption is that he's giving him a path that's wide dalet amos. Derech HaRabim, however, if he's not giving a yochid a right to pass through, he's giving the tzibur, the neighborhood, a right. So we have halacha Maseches Shabbos, that what's considered stomach the Rishus HaRabim, it's learned out from the Maseches Shabbos, is 16 amos. That is the Derech HaMelech of a Derech HaRabim. Derech HaMelech ein lo shir. That's the Derech HaRabim, that's the stomach. We call that Derech HaMelech. But there's a real Derech HaMelech, not just as an expression. The Derech HaMelech is the king's highway. That ain't lo shir. The Melech has to be able to go, mimokum lamokum. He has to be able to go with carriages, with horses, etc. Derech HaKeva ain't lo shir. Which means if the town, or maybe even a private person, bought a Derech from a Lavim to Levayis through a person's backyard, how much would we say is the stomachs of that mechira? Ein lo shir. Now this is hard to say the way we just said it, mechira. Because if it's mechira, why ein lo shir? Just figure out how much it is. See, here you have to say, zaloka, like a meitzer shechziku by rabbim, if the rabbim used this mokoim for halvos ameis, then alz kovet ameis, you have to let it be, and ein lo shir, how much they're allowed to pass through. Hamamod, this already is yet talking about mechira. The town buys a mokum maimid. What was a maimid? Maimid is something we don't do it at all. They had a whole mahalach on returning from a levaya of they would sit down, they would stand up, they would walk, they would sit down. The Gemara brings down, you see in the Rav, the Tais Yomtiv, that there's seven times mentioned, Hevel avolam oma kehelis, Hevel avolam akol hodo. The fact that Olam Hazeh is fleeting and that people die, and life is short, and that everything in this world is narishkeit because a person's final destination is El Mabo, is in this pasuk. It says seven times Hevel. Hevel, one. Havolim is another two, so that's three. Hevel is four. Havolim is another two, so that's six. Hakoil Havel. So that teaches us that there's seven levels of experience of nothingness. And that really is the best nechoma after a levaya to put in context, like a philosophical perspective on life and death and everything in between. So Mamela, this was the minig. Today, of course, they don't do it. Who would connect with such a thing? And they would sit down, they would stand up. The area that was needed for this whole ceremony was Dayoni Tzipori Omru Beis Arbas Kabin. It was the size of Arbas Kabin. How much is that? Four Kabin is two-thirds of a saw. A Beis saw is six kaven, a saw is six kaven, so a base saw is six base kaven, our bus kaven is two-thirds. Now the size of a base saw we've had before is 50 amas by 200, and therefore the size of a base arbas kaven is 33 and a third by 50. That's two-thirds of a base kaven. That's the size. That's how much it was. Mishnah Ches. Hamoichem mokom v'chaveri lasis lo'kever. We started discussing now the end of Mishnah Zayin, the stomius of a mokim of being malave, and the post-levaya ceremony of the maimid. Now let's talk about kvar proper. Reuven sells to Shimon a place in his field to make a mokum l'kvar. Sounds like a madura basra of Avram Avinu and Efron Achiti, the first Beis HaKvaros that's mentioned, the first acquisition of a mokum for kvar. And that became the resting place of the Ovis HaKdosh. So here we have Reuven selling in his field, he has extra land, he's going to sell it like a meiroi for a private burial place, or maybe it's for a town, for a village, for a public place. Lasis le kever. So the Mishnah is going to talk about what is the size of one kever in this context. Doesn't only have to be by real estate. It could be a mokum lasis kever when a person accepts a job to dig a kever. How big is a kever? Let's give a little bit of Akdama. The tsura of the way they buried in the times of Chazal was not single plots the way they bury today, but they have burial caves. You could go in the excavations in Eretz Yisrael that are 1,000 years old, you could see it. They had a ma'ora, a cave, and in the cave there was these little cubby holes dug into the walls of the cave. It was called a kuch. And in that kuch, each a cubby hole had one oroin. So there were a bunch of kuchen that opened up to one ma'ora, and there were ma'oras that opened up to one central place. It was called a chotzer. That chotzer was the place where they put down the oroin and they made the last preparations. So what we're going to have to describe is either a real estate sale. What would be called you sold, that Reuven sold in this field, a ma'ora for kvura. How big is that? How many kuchen? How many ma'oras? How big is the chotzer? And so on. Or we could say somebody accepted a contracting job and he hired him for that price to dig ma'orois. Okay? Well, how much does that consist of? One burial place? 100? How big is it? So that's what we have to describe over here. So the Mishnah says, Oysa teicha shel ma'ora arba amas al sheish. Each ma'ora is open. And inside the cave, there are kvarim that are carved. There's a mokum for a kever. It's not a kever dug into the ground. It's a resting place for a mace, for a body. There are like three shelves. They're not shelves. They're dug out of the ma'ara, but inside there's three on one side, three on one side, and then the wall facing the entrance, there's another two. So the space that's needed for that is Arba Amas Al Shesh. First, we're referring, when we say Arba Amas Al Shesh, we're referring to the floor space for the people to be able to go in to place the mess on the kuchen. The kuchen themselves that are dug into the walls of the ma'ara have to be like this. They have to be Orkon Arba Amos, the Rumon Shiva. They have to be a length of 4 Amos, a height of 7 Tvachim, and they have to be a width V'rochvon Shisha of 6 Tvachim. Let's explain each one. Each one has details. The length of the Kuch, which was where the actual mace was placed, has to be Arba Amos. Why? The Pashtus is Mavur in different places in Shas, that the length of a person's body, otherwise known when he's standing up as height, when he's lying down, like a ptirosa, when he's sleeping, is called oirich, is 3 amas. The assumption over here is either that the height of a person is taketh 4 amas. One way of explaining it would be to say that this that's mentioned in other places by Chazal, that the height of a person is 3 amas, is only until his shoulders. There's another amma for his head. The other way would be to say, Taka, the length of a person's body is 4 amas. And the question is, if it's 3, the reason why it had to be laid down that way is because you need another amma for the oren. This shayla, by the way, of whether the length of a person's body is 4 amas or 3 amas, should be, and it is, a very important maramokim in the Yaduadika controversy, how long is the amma? The length of the amma, a few different shittas, ranging from Chaim Noyer's shir all the way to the Chazon Ish's shir, and there are shirim in between, is any place in between 1.5 and 2 feet. If the Chazal size, the length of a person's body, is 3 amas, If an amma is 1.5 feet, that means that a person is 4.5 feet tall, not mistaba. On the other hand, if it's 2 feet, that means that a person is, if a person's height is 3 amas, that would mean a person's height is 6 feet. A little bit on the tall side. Standard, we're talking about. Of course, there are people who are taller or shorter, but the stomius of a person is 6 amas, is 6 feet. If we say that the height of a person is 4, to say that the height, the length of an amma is 2 feet, to say that a standard person is 8 feet is also obviously exaggerated. If we say that the height of a person is 4 amas, and we say that an amma is 1.5 feet, so then again, it's 6. But to say the stomius is a person is 6, so it sounds like it would be someplace in between 1.5 feet and 2 feet, based on these considerations. So this is a Bavus Tamar Mokim, that all the G'dayli Achreinim who were done on this, the Chazanish, the Stipler, the Mechaz Baruch, and others, all took this sugya into account. Now, as far as the height is concerned, why 7 tvachim? The Maaseh is like this. The height of a mess with the orin that's covering the body is considered by Chazal to be 6 tvachim. Why the 7? Because if the body, the nifter, is in an orin, and the orin is covering the body, then there's a space of a tefach between the top of the orin and between the top of the ma'orah. That would prevent tumah from being oiler. Let's explain. The halacha is that if a body is buried in the ground, it's not only a person who touches a body that becomes tumah lemeis, needing parah duma and all the dinim of tumah v'tarah, it's negeta kehanim as well, of course. It's not only touching the meis, but it's being in the same oil. Not only being in the same oil, but being on top of a body, we say that the tumah is oile adler rakia. The tumah goes all the way up. However, if there's a chatzitza that blocks, what's called a chatzitza that blocks? The stomius. Again, we're not learning Mishnayis oilers now, but just to give mamish, this is a kitza nimritz, is that if there's a space of a tefach between some type of chatzitza, which in this case is the top of the oren, and the bottom of the ground, which is the top of the ma'orah, that space traps the tumah. It's not oila adler akia. We're talking about virtually, right? We could picture the tumah going up. We're talking about davar ruchni. So these are all halachas, whether we understand them or not. This is the way it is. It does. It's trapped over there, and it has a mokum moitzeh. If there's an opening, in this case, the kuch to the ma'orah, and the ma'orah out, that's considered the tumah, instead of going up, is trapped there, it blocks there, and then it travels outward from the ma'orah, and that saves that anybody walking over the ma'orah is not nitma. Because of that, this is the way they did it. They made the top of the kuch, there was an oroin, there was a pesach tefach, that traps the tumah goes out, not up, and that's matzal the tumah. So when a person sells a piece of land, the size has to reflect this reality. Or if he takes a contracting job, the size of the work that's done also has to reflect this reality. V'rochvon shisha, shisha tvachim, because there are 6 tvachim and 1 amma. The width of a person, of a human body, is considered to be 1 amma. There's no halacha consideration, that's just the size. This is l'moshel, the shir of a mikveh is arboim so, based on cubic measurements of a space of 3 amas tall, which is the height of a person, like we said, 1 amma wide, 3 by 1, 3 square amas, will have in cubic measurement arboim so. That's just one place where this measurement comes up. Rabbi Shimon Aimer Oisa Toicha Shel Ma'ora Sheish Amas Al Shmoina. We just said before there was 6 amas by 4. Now he's saying 6 by 8. It has to be wider and bigger. And the amount of kuchen that are in the stomach of a ma'ora of burial is more. Arbomikan, varbomikan, ushloisha kenegdo. You need more space for that. The echod mi min ha-pesach. We just said 4 on 1 side, 4 on the other side is 8 plus 3 mi kenegdo. That's only 11. There's 1 mi min ha-pesach, the echad min ha-smoil. Because it's a bigger space, on the fourth wall as well, there's room on the walls for more kuchen, because the entranceway only has to be a certain amount of size. It sounds from the Pashtus that it's on the fourth wall itself. The Gemara makes the cheshbon that no, because then they would have to They would have to stick it in sideways. It would have to go on top of the kuchen. They would have to put the aron on top of the kuchen in order to then put it on the fourth wall. So what it really means is that there's dog, four on one side, three on the other side, and on the far side with the three, there's two on an angle, what the Gemara calls keren zavius. You look at the pictures over here in the Mefarshim, that's what it looks like. But this was all the cheshma, what the stomius was. What the machlokes is? Don't know. The machlokes is what the stomius of a burial cave is. Okay? Now, like we said, we described the inside of the ma'or with the kuchen, that's machlokes. But now we need a chotzer into each ma'orah. There has to be a space outside the ma'orah where they could make the final preparations with a malavim stand. So they make a chotzer al pi ma'orah outside the ma'orah. In that place, they make a chotzer. They pave it, they put down stones, they make it a place where people could stand or put down the mace. Memele, it has to be shesh al shesh, kim lo yamito v'koivreo. That's how big the size is for the amount of people necessary to carry, generally speaking, put down the mace and the people that are there. The mito with the people that are misasik. Upoisech l'techa shtei ma'oris. When a person accepts a kablonis job, a contracting job, to make a ma'ori, he doesn't make one ma'ori, he makes two ma'oris using one chotzer in the front that connects to both. Achas mikan, achas mikan. Reb Shimon Omer, no, the stomis is more. Reb Shimon before is also more generous. And he says that a mokim kvura is not 8, he says that it's 13. So over here also, he says that one chotzer opens up to arba. La'arba ruchaseh, 4 ma'orois of kvorum. Reb Shimon Gamliel lo'i mahakoy lufi asola. It's tolui in the quality of the rock. If the rock that they're chiseling out to make this ma'ora is very tough, so then the ma'ora could be smaller. If the karka is easier to dig out, so then it's understood that the job entails more. The Rishonim do discuss is Reb Shimon Gamliel arguing that everything is totally in the quality of the rock, legabe, the mokim of the kuchen, how many kuchen there are, or how many ma'oris there are. I'm sorry, not how many ma'oris there are, but how big the area in the ma'ora is. Either way, it's going to be much harder work if you're talking about a sela kosher. So we're talking about the area chiseled out in the ma'ora, or how many kuchen get stuck in. Which machloikis between Reb Shimon Gamliel, I'm sorry, between Reb Shimon and the Tanakama, is Reb Shimon Gamliel weighing in on? So these are the halachas of the kvarim and the stomius of the sale, or the contracting job in preparing this mokim lekvur.